Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to WFHB for another exciting WFHB Firehouse session. This is Abby, and I'm very excited to be here with Indianapolis duo and sisters, Lily and Madeline, who will be playing tonight at the Orbit Room. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We will have the chance to talk more with Lily and Madeline about everything they have going on. But first, would you be able to start us out with a song?
Totally, yeah. This is a new song, unreleased actually, so WFHB exclusive today.
Yes.
This is called Ocean Ave.
It was my adventure, not yours. You just had to take it, of course. Now I'm jealous, baby, that you survived the city without me. I fall in love too quickly, I know. Jumping without thinking, I won't. Now I'm sick of it, baby, and you're driving me crazy. The city's getting louder every day I stay. Bus to the train, 40 minutes one way, crossing the miles between where we used to be and where we are now. It's funny how I once thought that all of this was so easy. Ocean Ave is long gone. Now it's over, baby, and I took my heart with me. I really hope you're happy that you moved east, followed my lead, found what you
Lily and Madeline here on WFHB. Well, welcome back to Bloomington.
Thanks.
I know that you have a lot of history here in preparing for this. I spoke with some people and I looked at your Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
And I read that you sort of started your career in Bloomington. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that's right. Number one, I just think it's so funny that we have a Wikipedia page.
I love it.
Because I have never updated it. I don't know who does.
Yeah.
Fans.
I don't know. It's like a mystery. But yeah. Like you said, we did start our career here in Bloomington when we were in high school. We were introduced to a local producer here named Paul Mahern, and we started writing some songs with an amazing songwriter here named Kenny Childers. And we turned that into an EP and then just kept going into a couple full-length albums. And we've toured a bunch, lived many places, but it's always nice to come back to Bloomington.
That's great. So your sisters,
yeah,
as I mentioned before, what is it like being in a band with your sister?
Well, I don't know how to answer that, you know, because I've never not been in a band with her, you know?
Right.
I guess it's good. I mean, it would be really hard to do this by myself at 16. I don't know how I would have done it without her. But now it's great because now we've been through everything together. She's the only person on earth that knows what I feel, mm-hmm, because you know, we've been through it all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great that we have similar tastes. I mean, we're very different when it comes to some things, but I would say we have the same sense of humor, lots of similar influences when it comes to music. So it's great to just kind of, you know, be on the same page most of the time, yeah, and to have that collaborator who's so close.
Right. And I'm sure a much deeper comfort, yeah, level. Do the two of you write songs together, or how does that work? Do you bring songs to each other?
When we started out, we wrote together, but now we almost never do. We did yesterday, actually. We went to Nashville to write with an artist named Michigander. But yeah, so for the most part, we write just totally separate. We have separate lives, and then we're just sending each other, like, you know, little 1 minute long clips every so often, and then she'll like finish half of mine, I'll finish half of hers. And I think it's, yeah, I really like that.
That's great.
System for us, yeah.
Was playing music for you always the dream? Was that always what you wanted to do?
For me, yeah. I mean, in eighth grade, I was like, it would be really cool to be in a band. And then the next year is when we started here. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Honestly, I am so glad that we're in music because, you know, not only are we doing the songwriting portion of it, but we do a lot of creative directing, business management, graphic design, you know, photography, all sorts of like creative things go into this job.
Right.
And so I feel like it's really opened a whole world to us to be creative in different ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I gotta say, I also love radio. And yeah, my dream still is to do radio.
Oh,
someday.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, we can get you. We can get
Wouldn't
you signed
that be fun?
Up.
A little guest host, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. What you mentioned, having similar taste in music. What are your influences, or what do you listen to?
Well, I feel like I don't ever write music that sounds like what I listen to, you know? And I mean, I think we both pretty much listen to everything. We're really into pop, obviously. Mm-hmm. I love R&B. I've been listening to a lot of new wave over the past couple of years, getting into that.
I think that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely pop inspired.
And I think our sound has evolved too, because it's been like 10, 11 years. The new album that's coming out this fall is a lot more intense and rock-ish than the last record, which was like dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Well, we would love to hear another song if you're ready for that.
Yeah, this is another new one from the new record that'll be out later this year. And this song is called Embers.
I saw sparks fly on that first night, didn't know where they'd land. Cheap pretender stoking embers was all part of the plan. Moth to the flame, can't look away. I didn't know how you'd leave your mark on me. Torn apart, but I blur my memory. Cover my eyes to the pain you put me through. 'Cause I don't want love unless I'm getting it from you. You throw water on my fire, but I take my time. Build it right back up for you. Keep it burning for a while. Doesn't warm me up so much as cauterize the wound. Burn me alive. One more time. Didn't know how you'd leave your mark on me. Heart torn apart, but I blur my memory. Cover my eyes to the pain you put me through. 'Cause I don't want love unless I'm getting it from you. I don't want love unless I'm getting it from you.
You've been listening to Lily and Madeline here on WFHB. So I was lucky enough to see you on Tuesday open for Jess Williamson at in Indianapolis, and you could hear a pin drop at the Hi-Fi. I don't think it's ever been that quiet.
It was so sweet. I know.
It was wonderful. So yes, great show. And
Thank you. You
mentioned at the show that that you had moved to New York City in, was it 2018?
Yes.
And having momentum, doing the thing, and then the pandemic hit. Can you share a little bit about how that affected you and how, you know, what you had to do to pivot or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's, I understand that it's like human nature or whatever to be like, so what did you do that was productive during the pandemic? And it's like, I survived. Like, that's all I did. Like, we couldn't work at all. Mm-hmm. And I really resent the, like, you know, you guys disappeared. It's like, we didn't. Like, we literally had
to. We've always been here. But
yeah, I mean, I had some pretty funny jobs during the pandemic. I worked at a barbershop. I worked at the Indianapolis Ballet. And
I got a healthcare staffing job.
Wow.
Yeah, so we definitely grew outside of our comfort zones briefly just to make some money, like you said, to survive.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody absolutely was, lives have changed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know? So let's talk about the new album.
Yeah.
I think you said that it is coming out in the fall.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, so I'm still kind of figuring out like how I want to talk about it, because it's like it's a pretty dark album for me, at least personally. It's very personal. Mm-hmm. And there's some stories like hidden within those songs that I like need to figure out how to discuss publicly. But it's about like rejection, and it's about like becoming your worst self and your darkest fears and all that, and like still loving yourself anyway. I think that's like the best overview I can give right now, but I'm really, really excited. It's been like so agonizing trying to get it to, you know, be released finally, but I really believe in these songs. I'm like really looking forward to finally promoting them. Yeah,
that's very exciting. And you just released a single that was can you tell us about that? It was an older song.
Yeah, so that was kind of a standalone track, not necessarily from the new record. It's actually a re-recording of a 10-year-old song called Come to Me that we released originally in 2013. And it has just continued to be like a strong streamed song on the streaming platforms, and definitely like a listener favorite. Lily and I didn't, to be totally honest, didn't really give it a second thought. You know, we were like, oh, it's just one of many of our songs. Mm-hmm. But people just seemed to really gravitate towards it. And so when we were preparing to release some brand new music, we thought, how can we test the market? How can we re-engage with the algorithm, as silly as that sounds?
Right.
So we decided to re-record this song, totally reimagined version, same key and mostly the same lyrics, but there's some updated lyrics, definitely new instrumentation. That was produced by Shannon Hayden, who is a very longtime friend and brilliant collaborator. She not only produced the new Come to Me version, but she also did our brand new record. So I'm excited for people to hear the new record, especially if they enjoy this new version of Come to Me, because it's very similar to this new style of production. Yeah.
Great. Well, it sounds great.
Thank you.
Well, it looks like we have time for one more song.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are we doing?
This is also new. It's three new songs today. This song is called No Part of Me. So impossible, but I didn't notice. Asked my friends if they knew. Been the best I can, keeping it in focus, giving everything to you. No part of me wants a part of you. Love me, then leave, like you always
what you never said when I asked you to. It's the same it's always been. So you're doing well, it's what I expected. See, whatever you need, I know you hate the things that I like about myself. Feels like my love for you is just sympathy. No part of me wants a part of you. Love me, then leave, like you always do. What you never said when I asked you to. It's the same it's always been. No part of you wants a part of me. Love me, then leave, like it's easy. What I thought we had was a fantasy. It's the same it's always been. Same as always been.
You've been listening to Lily and Madeline here on WFHB. So where can our listeners find your music and connect with you online?
Yeah, we are on Instagram and Twitter at Lil and Mad. We're on Facebook, Lily and Madeline. Our website is lilandmad.com. And yeah, please check us out on all the streaming platforms. And I bet that our music is carried in town at Landlocked. So support them for sure.
Well, thank you again for coming back to Bloomington, making time to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Can't wait for the new album. And thank you for giving WFHB the first taste
of
the new songs. They're beautiful. Hope you have a great show tonight. Lily and Madeline play tonight at the Orbit Room with opener Public Universal Friend. The show starts at 8 p.m. This is your host and Firehouse session coordinating producer, Abby Neruzzi, and I'd like to give many thanks to our music director, Christine Brackenhoff, general manager, Jar Turner, engineer, Jim Lang, and to you for tuning in to WFHB. And thank you, Liza. Taking it back, over to you in the air room.